With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, welcome back to Late Night News Talk 830 WCCO. Last segment, I had several questions about Minnesota United Soccer. Hopefully we get some answers here. With Jerry Zagoda from the Minneapolis Star Tribune. He joins us now on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline. And Jerry, on your Twitter profile and bio, it says you are in your 35th year with the Star Tribune. Man, look, that is pretty damn awesome to be at one establishment. Look, at any one job for 35 years, let alone one specific establishment for 35 years. Congratulations.
And I'm going to have to update it next month when it goes to 36. So
that's awesome, dude. That is awesome.
So I should be proud of that. I go back and forth some days whether I should be proud of it or not. But 36 years almost.
You should be proud, but I'm expecting you to catch Sid at some point.
Man, I remember years ago when we had a columnist named Dan Barrero, and he just looked at me one time when we were covering when he was still working at the paper, and we were covering some event, and he just said, "If I'm still doing this in 5 years, shoot me in the head." And he wasn't. I didn't have to do it in 5 years. He was gone, but I'm still here.
Oh, man. Well, I appreciate you being on the show tonight, because I got some questions for you in regards to the United. And the first one is about Kai Kamara, who they acquired last weekend. So he's somebody that I remember in my time in Kansas City when he played with Sporting KC. And he's had a hell of a career. You know, he's definitely an accomplished player. At 36 and now in his 14th season, I do wonder what Coach Heath and the United believe that they're getting in terms of what they are receiving in return for him now at this point in his career. So how did in your opinion, what were some of the things, some of the wheels that set this whole entire situation in motion in terms of the loon saying, we have to make a move, we have to shake some things up, we have to jumpstart what we're doing right now because we are somewhat struggling?
Well, one was injuries. They didn't really have they had one healthy striker at one point. Mason Toy, Aaron Schoenfeld has come back, but he hasn't come back fully to where he can start a game and play a full game. He's just been coming off the bench the last couple games. And Luis Almeria remains out, the guy they signed who was supposed to be their starter. So that was the one thing. And then I just think, they look down the road and hope, whether it's realistic or not, that they get all these guys back who are hurt, you know, the Ozzie Alonso's, Ike Opara, and Ethan Finley. And then you throw Kamara out there, and then all of a sudden you've got guys, you've got some young guys, you know, who are decent up and coming. But then you got a lot of these guys who've been in the league, if they can stay healthy. You know, they've been treading water. They're basically at 500. They've just been hanging in there with all these injuries. What Adrian Heath calls half a team, and plus the schedule hasn't done them any favors. They've got three or four, I think, more road games than they've played in the regular season, which will start to kind of right itself here. But I think they think if they can get guys healthy, if they can get back, play some home games, even though there really isn't a home field advantage per se with no fans in the stands, but you don't have to travel, and home teams seem to be doing better. That, you know, things are going to turn around here, and they're not used to it. It's weird to say this team that was so bad the first 2 years, and they're not where used to be in last year and this year in seventh place. That's where they are right now, but they're, you know, only a handful of points out of first. So I think they think if they can get some guys healthy, they get back home and play some more home games, and they're not getting on a plane mornings at 9 a.m., flying down, staying in a hotel in the afternoon, playing, and then flying back and getting home at 2 a.m., that, you know, they can make some ground up.
So would you say that how do I want to present this? Do you think that, because clearly injuries played a role in all of this, but do you think that Coach Heath also was working through some frustration at what his team has been battling or going through here the last month or so?
Well, I think he kind of looks at it realistically. I mean, they're not the only team. You look at most teams, I think they're playing weird lineups, and everybody's got a lot of guys injured, and most teams do just because of this weird restart. You know, they're not used to playing 2-game weeks like they've been doing through the league just to try to get some semblance of a regular season in. It's not going to be a full season. It's going to be about 18 games, but I guess better than where they were at, you know, 5 months ago. So I think he looks at it realistically. I haven't sensed much frustration or him, you know, thinking, oh, they're in big trouble. I think he thinks things are going to come around, but, you know, because they still got, 10 games left to play. So once you get back to the, I guess if you call it, this is a second phase since they called the first phase, then a third phase coming up here that they just announced the other day. So I think he's still okay with where they are, but check back in a few weeks and see where they're at.
Talking to Jerry Zagoda from the Minneapolis Star Tribune here on Lake Night News Talk 830 WCCO on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline. And one of the things that you alluded to and talked about a little bit in the article, and we've got some nice quotes from Coach Heath, or you do, in your article in regards to Kamara, is his personality. For the fans out there that are soccer fans, United fans, that maybe aren't hip or in tune to who, you know, or what type of player they're getting from a personality perspective, from talking to people, what does it sound like from a personality perspective? What type of guy are they getting?
Well, we'll see. You can interpret that two different ways. You know, big personality guy that will really give them some charisma. He's also the fifth all-time leading scorer, and he's been with, 9 or 8 different MLS teams. So you kind of ask yourself, you know, why is that? What does that big personality mean? Is that code for something else? But he's a guy certainly that gives them something they don't have since Angelo Rodriguez left. They got a big guy who can kind of hold up the play. He can play up front. He's been around so long, I didn't even realize there was I've forgotten there was a team called the Kansas City Wizards, huh?
Yeah, that was before they transitioned to Sporting KC.
Yeah, because he played with them in 09 or whatever. So I remember looking at that and going, I had completely forgotten about that.
Yeah, those are back in the days where they actually played. I want to say they played for a season or so at, I think one of the years they played at Arrowhead. You know, and then, you know, they open up that shiny new stadium, Children's Mercy Park, which is spectacular. I loved going there to watch games, but he's been around. Let me ask you this, because I've never met Coach Heath, and I want to tell me a little bit about Coach. Is he a very disciplined, structured guy? Is he a player's coach? How would you describe him?
I think of the two that you offered, I'd say probably more of a player's coach. I think he's a guy who, you know, he played a long time. He's not one of these guys who came up through video room like you get some guys in the NBA, you know, like an Eric Spoelstra. This guy was a star. Some would say a superstar for Everton when he played in the 80s. And a guy who, you know, I mean, I don't think he's much, at least from what we see of him, you know, he's not really much of a yeller. He seems to be kind of a motivator of, you know, having pride in yourself. And if guys don't play well, I think he's the kind of guy who asks them, you know, what would your mom and dad think about that, you know, the work you put in today if they didn't give their best full effort. And I think guys like playing for him. I mean, he's an interesting personality, and I like covering him, but he's a guy who, you know, has it's kind of funny to go back and look, see if you can find photos of him in the 80s when he was playing for Everton, because he was just this baby-faced guy with kind of highlighted hair, and it's kind of hilarious to look at and then put it beside him now.
What did you make of last night's loss to Columbus?
They almost snuck a point out in a game they probably had no right even being in. And they were down 2-0 through most of the second half. They scored in the 88th or 89th minute, and then, you know, they claimed they were robbed an injustice at the end in stoppage time, where the whistle was blown when Heath argued that they should let the play continue and then let video review determine that when it looked like they had scored the tying goal, but they're playing probably the class of the league in Columbus. They're probably going to be, you know, people thought they were going to win the MLS's back tournament in Orlando until a little old team called Minnesota United beat them in the round of 16 and penalty kicks, but they're good. They spend a lot of money. They got a lot of good players, and you know, they given a, it was another kind of reconfigured lineup that that Adrian had to play, putting Kamara in there for the first time. You know, they were in there with a fighting chance at the end, but probably didn't have any right to get that 1 point that they left the stadium kind of, you know, complaining that they should have gotten.
I'm with you. I'm with you. Are you going to do anything special for year 36 with the strip?
Man, you know, you think about doing that, but then you think, oh, geez, it pales compared to Sid, doesn't it?
I mean, so that means you only got to go to Murray's at least, right?
I mean, my first beat was the North Stars back when. Who was the coach? Bill Mahoney was the first coach, and he lasted about five games before he got fired. And my first day of work, I called in sick because I woke up with a 103-degree fever, and I tried to go to work, and I couldn't lift my head up driving to the office. So here they go, this 23-year-old kid they hired, and he calls in sick for the first day. I'm sure they thought, oh, what do I got here? But then I don't think I called in sick for the next 10 years, so.
Let me ask you this, Jerry, and this is a PGA question. Forget about rankings, okay? Take rankings out of it, because we've seen guys. It's been interesting this year because you've seen guys go on stretches where they've had like a really good couple of weeks, a few down weeks. It's like, you know, 1 minute it's like Dustin Johnson, the next minute is DeChambeau, you know, the next minute somebody else. Right now, who's the best golfer in the world?
I'd say probably Dustin Johnson. You know, I thought he was just coming up. The thing I miscalculated when I thought he was going to win the U.S. Open, that he had just won $15 million and that there's a little come down for that after he won the FedEx Cup.
Open.
But I still think he's probably the best, most consistent. But as, you know, Bryson showed, he's redefining what this game is. You know, he took a course that's supposed to be a brute and just brought it to its knees by saying, I don't care where the ball goes, I'm just going to hit it far, I'm going to go find it, and I'm going to hit it again. And he was doing it with short enough clubs that he was able to, you know, beat the field by, what, six strokes. So it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see how he does in the Masters. It'll be weird having two Masters back-to-back in the schedule, provided they play again next spring. You know, have one in November and one in one in April. But, you know, it's funny. It's like, you know, 7-8 years ago, you thought the game was going to be Rory's and, you know, then DJ and then Brooks Koepka, but he hasn't been able to stay healthy. Now, is this the DeChambeau era? You know, completely. And will you see guys start to mimic him and try to do the same thing that he's done? You know, that's a lot of protein shakes to drink every day.
I'm with you, man. I'm with you. Everybody's got to lift those weights and eat those protein shakes, right? Like Tiger Woods did back in the day.
I guess I could probably do the gaining 50, 40 pounds without much problem, but I don't think I could do the rest.
Well, can I give you 20? I'll give you 20 of my pounds. I'm trying to shed.
No, that's what I've got here, too, sitting here looking at my four walls for the last 7 months and, you know, doing no work but looking through a Zoom screen.
I hear you. I hear you. Hey, Jerry, always a pleasure to have you on the show, man. Thank you so much for being on Late Night.
All right, let's talk again when I'm 36 years on.
All right, sounds good, man. Congratulations. Right. That's Jerry Zagoda from the Minneapolis Star Tribune. Give him a follow on Twitter, at Jerry Zagoda, last name spelled Z-G-O-D-A, covering the Minnesota United soccer squad and also the PGA and LPGA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.